of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My House of Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministries website. That's at www.janicejacksonministries.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Victory. Victoriously.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God.
Love where your heart at. Put some time to the side. You can give back. God gave you a gift. You Mark my word, moaning, groan, bust monotone, living in the land unknown. I can't life was home. I'm my son with Jesus. Your kingdom is overthrown. I can't hang with you, my dude. You can't take away my faith, my dude. Your heart is full with hate, my dude. With Jesus Christ, I will never leave.
Conclusions that you are confused. Killer thief, destroyer, what's that really say about your views? Was in heaven at one time, then you had the mind to choose that you can try and outdo God. Wow, what's the power with you? Anywho, you have no clue of what you really done for me. Made me strong while I was weak with things that you have done to me. Funny what you meant for bad. God can turn around for good because I had the life I have. Now I can turn and save the hood. Fire's like a blaze of wood, burning all up in my bones like Jeremiah. If I tried to deny it, couldn't leave it alone. I'm God's clone and loving. It. Problem gon' come with it. They broke the mold, they made you. You gotta be a
get young manifest to go backwards and rewind. I'ma give the streets my manifesto, my resurrector, my protector, my king of kings, architect, my ancestor, my intercessor, my intellectual professor, my war cry, you know better. My heavenly government vendetta, my spiritual mind has been clever. So we ain't worried about now, devil, disintegrating his salt level. Let the mind be in me that is also in Christ, the one that gave me eternal life. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Remember that? Manifesto, I never come whack. Jesus Christ always bring me back. The K-I-N-C, da 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 dum 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 is where your mommy at.
With you, there's more to life. living for you. No greater joy, been out there for you.
Make you happy. Money won't make you happy. Power, fame, prestige are good, but truly won't make you happy because they're temporary, and what you want is forever eternal happy. Streets of gold and mansion happy. The day you see Jesus' face at heaven's gates forever happy. See, it's time to find you happy. And let me tell you how. Remember what I say here and now, and know that happiness comes from being satisfied with self, because an unsatisfied attitude will make you feel like you have nothing left. Empty. Or half full. Happiness does not come from sticking your chest out knowing that you've got a lot of pull. Happiness comes from being content with your maker and creator, so that being satisfied with self will feel much greater. If you're not happy with yourself, then you're unhappy with who made you. Newsflash, you were thought in God the Father's mind, God the Son spoke you into existence, and God the Holy Spirit moved to create you. So, understand that your heart has to be changed, and your mind must be renewed. In order to truly understand what I'm saying, Christ must dwell within you. Yeah, I said his name, Jesus Christ. In him is where true happiness lies. Look around you. The majority of the wealthy are losing everything, being stripped of their pride, and then committing suicide. Is this what we want, to gain the whole world and lose our own souls to hell? Evidently, because so many people, including Christians, have wandered onto that money trail. The mighty dollar, the Skrilla, the bread. I'll even take you to Mexico where they'll even tell you, yo quiero mucho dinero. This thing called money has become the world's idol. And the Bible tells me the love of money is the root of all evil. Even some of these preachers who's supposed to be preaching the word feel the need to exploit the church to get richer and gain power. Can you now see the big picture? Because I'm going to ask you to view it. If not, HD and DTV won't help you through it. So here's some advice. I suggest you open your ears to it. Stop worrying about what's around you and know that the Lord is in control, because part of your happiness lies in knowing this battle is not yours. The spiritual conflict belongs to God. It's not for you to fight, it's for you to endure. The devil's beef is not with you. His hate is towards God, because towards you, God's love is pure. So my prayer is that you've been enlightened to the truth and to the fact. All Jay Speaks wants you to do is come to the realization that Jesus is the happy, the only way to happy. With pride you fall, but trust in God and truly maintain your happy. I know it's hard, and it's a daily struggle to be happy. Never settle for less than happy. Christ died for you, now spirit renewed in him shall make you happy. Seeing him is where I'm happy. He desires to make you happy. All you have to do is choose to believe that he'll make you happy.
My gospel soul, Pastor JC.
I may not understand everything about the master's plan, but I know it's gonna be alright. I know it's gonna be alright. Alright, I won't have answers for everything I wanna know when I want, that's for sure.
Why do bad things happen to good folks? Why do we seem to lose the people that we need most? Why sin? Why hurt? Why I'm saying that I love him when I'm rolling in the dirt? Why I gotta work 7 days a week? Don't they know I got church and plus I need some sleep? Man, I feel beat when the bills come. We can't pay them, so the phone rings, I'm hanging up. Like I'm hanging from a noose, and the news on the TV got me singing the blues. What I'm supposed to do, huh? I know the answer is there, but I'm just trying to find somebody who cares. Is anybody here? I need a real word. Without a real solution, I can be a real jerk. I'm feeling real hurt, and I don't know what to say. I guess it's time I bow my head to pray. I need you every day. I may not understand anything about the master's plan, but I know we're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Alright, I won't have answers for everything I wanna know alone, that's for sure. We're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. We're gonna be alright. Well, now I'm making me some progress. I dream to pray more, and so I worry less. Worry less about the issues in my past. And the fact is, if I can't pay them this week, then they'll be calling back. Now I'm picking up the phone, and my tone is an end of the world, cause the world ends, I'm going home. I'm not alone, I'm not ashamed, I am not doomed. Shoot, I'm saved. The grave couldn't hold it down, so I walk around town with my head down and stooping down. I went and caught me a smile, proudly displayed the gap in my grill. I'm feeling better now. I'm a child of the king and a blessed man. Struggle still comes, but I'm the best man. With the job I face and all of my fears, I know that God is working it for my good, cause I belong to him. I may not understand anything about the master's plan, but I know we're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Alright, I won't have answers for
be alright. I know I'm gonna be alright. I'm gonna be alright. I may not understand everything about the master's plans, but I know we're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Alright, I won't have answers for everything I wanna know and more, that's for sure. We're gonna be alright.
My gospel soul, favor statement. God favors me today. God honors me today. I am a success today. I have God's special favor on me today. He makes his face to shine upon me today. He is gracious to me today. I am someone very special with the Lord. I like people and they like me. I am flowing in God's love, and others are receiving healing, both in mind and body, through my life and ministry. I am growing in the Lord. I am waxing strong in spirit. I am growing in wisdom, and I have favor with God and man. I obtain favor in the sight of all who look upon me. I shall have favor today with people. I will meet nice people today. I shall have good relationships with people today. I shall favor and honor others today. I will be a blessing to the Lord. I will be a blessing to others. I am a person of prayer. God is bringing me into favor and success today. Confess favor with people, businesses, your family, friends, city, boss, and co-workers, and everyone you come in contact with. This has been my gospel soul's favor statement. God bless.
Receive the word. Stand to your feet all around the sanctuary. Amen. Let us now receive Pastor Janice Jackson. Amen. Let's put all our hands up.
Amen. Ain't God good? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His mercy endures forever. Father God, we thank you. Glory to God for this afternoon. Father God, Lord, I ask that I decrease, that you may increase, that your word may go forward, that someone's life is blessed by the word on today. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is good. Amen. I think that we need to be in a place where we understand who God is. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I think sometimes, praise God, we serve God for so long. Glory to God, we serve Him for so long, and then we just start getting complacent. Amen.
Amen.
We get complacent about reverencing Him. We get complacent, praise God, about our service to Him, praise God. Even in our everyday activity, when we go to work, we get complacent. We go in with zeal when we first get saved, and we want to tell everybody. But then all of a sudden, we fall off. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to be coming from Psalms, praise God.
Amen.
Psalms 24. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I think that it's very important that sometimes that we stop and we begin to just research who God is. Amen. Get a refreshing, praise God, of who He is, praise God. Amen. Because sometimes, amen, we can lose that respect for who He is. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's not like we're trying to, but time. You know, we get caught up with the world, with life, amen?
Amen?
And then we get caught up with the routine of coming to church and the routine of doing what we're supposed to do, praise God.
Amen.
And it just becomes something that we do,
amen?
But we often have to stop and remind ourselves, praise God, who He is, praise God. I don't know about you, but I want to hold on to my zeal, amen?
Amen.
I want to hold on to that little fear and reverence of God, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah, because without that fear, you'll do anything, glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. My mama used to say, praise God, don't say what you won't do if you in sin, praise God, amen? We used to say, I'll do it, but I won't do that. But if you have sin in your life, you open up the door to do anything, praise God. Amen. So we have to be careful, ever so careful, to make sure that we remember who God is, praise God.
Amen.
And it reads, amen, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Praise God. Amen. That means we belong to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This world belongs to him. Praise God. When we look at what people are doing, and we say that people just do what they want to do. But you have to understand they belong to God too. Amen. Hallelujah. And everything that they're doing, God knows about it. Hallelujah. Because sometimes even us looking at the word of God says, when I looked on the wealth of the wicked, amen, my foot almost slipped. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And some of us are right there. We're about to slip. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we see that the world is being blessed. We see that people are getting things. Amen. And acquiring things. And we're in a struggle.
Amen.
But God said, wait a minute. Hallelujah. All of that belongs to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're going to learn, amen, this afternoon, praise God, to stop looking at what everybody else is doing, amen, and make sure we on our job of what we're supposed to do, amen? Hallelujah. That's why some of us can't get breakthroughs, praise God, and go to the next level in Jesus Christ, because we got our eyes on everybody else.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He said, the earth is mine, hallelujah, and they that dwell in it belongs to me, hallelujah. And my Bible says divine ownership, amen. And you see, God is claiming us, hallelujah. Are we claiming him, hallelujah. He claims us, glory to God. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. How did he find it? How did he found it, amen. He spoke it. Amen. When God speaks a thing, praise God, it's claiming. Hallelujah. We used to say it a long time ago, name it and claim it. But that's what God did, praise God. He named it and claimed it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as we walk and know that we have dominion, because he gave us dominion. Amen. We got to walk, name it, and claim it. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to begin to claim our salvation, walk in our salvation, walk proud in our salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, life comes against us, beat us all up, praise God. But I promise you, in the middle of that fight, if you keep on naming and claiming, you're going to see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For he has founded the seas. He wants us to know just how powerful he is. Praise God. Amen. If we can get into our scripture and find out just how powerful he is, when a storm gets a raging in our life, we will stop whining so much. We'll stop crying so much. Praise God. We'll stop calling folks so much. Praise God. When we realize his power. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. How powerful is he? Glory to God. He established this thing, praise God. Listen, just think about it. We take a moment, just the simplest thing, praise God. How did he form the ocean? How did he put it there? You know, I tell people I get so mesmerized by how he said that he set the heavens between the firmament. He separated the firmament from the bigger bodies of water. Amen. They in the sky. He separated a body of water in the sky and then put the heavens in the middle of it. Come on. So when the rain falls, they got to pass through heaven just to, oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. He's just that powerful. He did what he wanted to do.
Amen.
Glory to God. And this is who we serve. This is the one that said, you belong to me.
Yeah.
This is the one that said, I'm going to give you dominion.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you in my image, praise God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. It says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in the holy place? Who? Will it be you? Glory to God. Sometimes when you hear this type of scripture, praise God, he's giving you an option. He's saying who? Glory to God. When you read that, you say, I can access that. Glory to God. I can access this dominion, glory to God. I can access this creator that made all things, praise God. See, some of us get so defeated with stuff, praise God. And we forget about the access that we have. I used to tell people all the time, access granted.
Amen.
When you come to Christ, access granted.
Amen.
We get to asking God for stuff we already have access for. We praying and falling out all on the floor and all this, but you don't understand.
Lord, I've just been designing this for years.
He said, what you been designing? Access granted. My son's blood is all over you. Death is passed over you. Come on. Access granted.
Lord have mercy, Jesus. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall come before me and ask me for something?
Yes.
Who shall come before me and believe me for miracles and blessings?
Yes.
Who shall come before me and believe that I will heal their body so I can get the glory?
Yes.
Who shall come before me, hallelujah, and say, oh, Lord, have mercy.
Woo.
Who will it be?
Yes.
Somebody ought to say right here.
Right here.
I'm going to do it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. You ever been in a situation where you wait for them to say you can, you're the one that got it? See, a lot of people play the lottery and will never win.
That's right.
But let me tell you something, amen. You can get in there with God and he'll say, access granted.
Uh-huh.
You're like, Lord, but I'm not worthy. He say, my grace is sufficient concerning you. Access granted. Lord, I've been to prison. I got drug cases and I got all this. And you go apply for a job and God say, access granted. Folks say, I can't get this appointment because I got this too much on my credit. And you're looking at them and say, I see the blood of Jesus on me. I'm going to go apply for it. And they'll say, what? Access granted.
That's right.
Hallelujah. See, we got to learn that it ain't about, he said, I own everything.
Yeah.
It ain't about what man going to say to you.
Uh-huh.
Man can't stop nothing, glory to God. It's the folk that get frustrated because they got to tell you yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord, have mercy.
You'll see that thing later. It's the folk that can't stand you because when you walk in there, they got to tell you, access granted.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Who shall stand in the holy place? Are you going to stand in the holy place? Hallelujah. In the secret place? Hallelujah.
Yes.
See, some folks don't understand how powerful it is to stand in the secret place of the Most High God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That means, praise God, he's going to show you things, praise God, that other folks don't have access to.
That's right.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's going to take you around corners and do, come on, hallelujah.
Yes.
He's going to cause you to leap over walls. Come on, hallelujah.
Yes.
He said, through your humility, if you get a little bit low, praise God, I'm going to take you underneath some things. Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Yes.
If you, oh, Lord, have mercy. Yes. If you understand that evil, praise God, it don't flip his wings, glory to God. It just soars.
Yes.
Get a running start. Get a,
yes,
jump out the net in the wind, say.
Yes.
Hey.
God said, y'all run and jump. Hallelujah. Glory of God. Hallelujah. Now watch this. It says, he that has clean hands and a pure heart. Amen. Glory to God. It don't matter what the past say, what you know, but what's in your heart right now? What's in your heart right now? How you feeling right now?
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. How you feel about God right now?
Yes.
What are you believing in for right now?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Woo. He said, clean hands and a pure heart. See, some of us, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Our heart is pure. Amen. We mean well. Praise God. See, the world don't care if you mean well, but God do.
Yeah.
The world don't care what's on the inside of you, but God do. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
We got to get our motives right. We got to get our heart right. We got to stay pure. Amen? Yeah. Who have not, now watch this, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity? You haven't got caught all up in yourself, praise God. Thinking it's about how marvelous you are, praise God.
Yeah.
How gifted and talented you are. Come on. He said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. It's not about you, glory to God. He said, I own this whole place, glory to God. I own the car that you drive, glory to God. I own the
place that you live in, glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. If I didn't speak it, it wouldn't be so, glory to God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. How can we get lifted up in vanity? How can we think that it's about ourselves, glory to God? No, oh, listen. Hallelujah. Humility. Humility, praise God. It's one of the most powerful things that you can walk in, praise God. What hinders you, praise God, is when can't nobody tell you nothing. Why you talking to me like that? I'm grown. Who do you think you are? You are surely headed for a fall.
Amen.
Amen. He said you're vain. Amen. And what's so crazy about vanity? Vanity is a lie. Vanity makes you feel a certain way about yourself that's not true. The Bible says you will deceive yourself. You are quicker to believe a lie rather than the truth. Come on. That's that twin. That's that bad twin. That bad twin won't want to be pumped up in themselves, praise God. They want everybody telling them how marvelous they are. How marvelous you are and how wonderful you are. And before you know it, you can't get a prayer through. Well, if I'm so wonderful, why I can't get a breakthrough? Because you operate in vanity, not humility. Amen. Some of us, God want to help us, but we don't even ask God for help because we're so puffed up within ourselves.
Right.
God say, go live here. We don't want to go live there because we're too good to live there.
Amen.
We don't want to go and drive there because we're too good. God, you're going to have to do something better than that. Oh, Lord. I heard a testimony of a lady yesterday. She was pastor. She was home and telling her husband, and Pastor Moore, the young lady, she had to go live with Pastor Moore, and said that she was going by, her and her husband was riding in an old regular truck they had, and riding by a dumpster. And the people was over in the dumpster. And she said she was curious. She wanted to know what they was jumping over in the dumpster for.
Yeah.
And she told her husband, take it over so I can see what they, and he said, I ain't going by no dumpster. You know, I ain't going no trash can. So she went and walked there herself. Said when she got over in the dumpster, she noticed that the store was emptying out all its clothes. Come on,
yes.
New clothes,
yes.
And just dumping them over in there, and the people over in there shopping.
That's right.
Come on. So what she did was, she went over in the dumpster.
That's right.
And she went over there with loads of trash bags.
Yes.
Got all of them clothes up out of there. Come on, y'all gonna hit that and see that thing in a minute.
Yeah.
She went over in the trash. Come on, hallelujah. And took all the bad clothes and made $2,000 in one day.
Yeah.
Came back and got some more. Made thousands more dollars. Come on.
Yeah.
Went and got her own apartment. Come on.
Oh,
went and got, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Her husband went and over into the trash.
Hallelujah.
See, some of us don't want to go over into a. We don't want to go into a little situation, but you got to come to the knowledge of God that God's going to do whatever he wants to do, and he's going to do it the way he wants to do it, because the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and those that dwell therein.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody I'm going to get mine.
Because
that's granted. Hallelujah. She had a pure heart, hallelujah.
Yes.
And she said, I want to see what God has for me, glory to God.
Yes.
I want to see what they're doing.
Mm.
Yes. Now watch this, they're sworn deceitfully. Glory to God, hallelujah. Some of us are deceiving, glory to God. We're lying, we want God to uphold us in our lie. See, listen, God can help us when we tell him the truth. How are you going to come to God and say, Lord, I'm so blessed that I ain't hungry, and you know you don't have no food at home? Somebody asks you, do you need something? God sent them to ask you, do you need something? You going to tell them, oh, honey, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Shundo and hungry too. No, you ain't. You need to say, I need some food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
No, I don't need no gas money, and you know you've been riding on E and fumes and crap.
Yes.
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 because you're walking in vanity. You're walking in pride. And you are doing this deceitful thing. And see, the crazy thing about it is we walk around like that all the time. See, deceit and lying and stuff, we think it's just an outright, I'm an outright liar. No, sometimes we do that. And we hide behind God just because we don't want to seem pitiful. But do you understand that this is the storehouse, glory to God? God say, oh, Lord, have mercy. He said, bring everything into the house of God that there may be meat in my house, glory to God. So that when you are in need of something, glory to God, when you come into the house of God, hallelujah, he's going to meet the need, glory to God. But you got to open your mouth, glory to God, and begin to say, Lord, hallelujah, it's me standing in the need of prayer. Hallelujah. I'm in the storehouse. Some of us don't recognize where we are. That's why we got a mouth problem, glory to God. We're quick to gossip, but we won't ask God for nothing, glory to God. We, oh, Lord, have mercy. We quick to judge folk, glory to God. They quick folk out, glory to God. But we won't ask God for nothing. Hallelujah. Woo. He shall receive. Now watch this. Watch this with your pure heart. Watch this. Somebody say, access granted. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Not from Pookie and your mama and the, no. He said, you're going to receive your blessings from me.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. During the women's conference, praise God, we had an Indian experience.
Yes.
The mother of the church stood up there. She said she was going through. Come on, she was riding, crying in a car.
Yes.
They did something. Then the pastor called and said, what you need?
Yeah.
And he blessed her. Then she said, and then?
And then.
Somebody else called and said, God put you on my heart.
Yeah.
And then? Somebody else called and said, what you need? And she told him.
Yes.
And then, yes. Come on. And she kept on going. She kept on saying, and then, yes. And then, yes. And then. Yes. People of God, God is passing out that type of experience. Yes. He wants you to, oh Lord, have mercy. Yes. He wants you to say, I went to the mailbox. Yes. And then, yes. Oh come on, hallelujah. Yes. I went to the job. Oh my God, hallelujah. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. So he don't just want to bless us, praise God. He's shining us up, praise God. Oh Lord, with that breastplate, you know, when we think about the full armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, that's the front of you.
That's right. Amen.
Come on. That means walk with your head held high, yes, amen, Lord. In righteousness, yes. Glory to God. Yes. That anything that comes at you, praise God. Listen, that breastplate covers every vital organ. Come on, you got to see that. It covers your heart, glory to God. It covers your lungs, glory to God. It covers all them intestines, glory to God. Every vital organ. Righteousness will protect it, glory to God. So if you got a heart condition, that was Pastor here. If you got a heart condition, glory to God, hallelujah, that breastplate of righteousness, praise God, when the fiery dart come at you, will protect you.
Amen.
He said, blessing and righteousness. I'm going to give it to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then it goes on to say, amen, this is the generation of them that seek him. That seek thy faith, O Jacob, Selah. So let me say it again. Amen?
Amen.
This is the generation. Say, I am the generation,
of them
that seek him. Hallelujah.
Seek him.
And seek his face, glory to God. Do you understand that if they seek his hand, if they seek his face, glory to God. When I break this down for folk, amen, I say, now why would God want you to seek his face? I say, well, let's just break it down like we are in, you know, the toddler. If I'm looking at your face, I see your eyes. So I wanna see what God sees.
That's right.
Amen. If I'm looking at your face, praise God, amen, I see your nose.
Yes.
That means I want everything I do be to be of a sweet smell and savor to the master. Amen.
Yes.
Come on. When I look at your face, I see your mouth, glory to God. And we all know that the tongue is a ready writer. Come on. Hallelujah. Life and death lies in the power of the tongue, glory to God. So I want to speak life. Hallelujah. I want to speak life into every situation, glory to God. Into every relationship, glory to God. Into my finances. Hallelujah.
The rest of that later.
The ears are on there. Come on, hallelujah. I want to hear the voice of God. I want to listen. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger's voice that will not follow. I want to be so close and in tune with God that when He's speaking that still quiet voice, I know that it's Him.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Lift up your heads. Come on, let me encourage you. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Glory to God. Lift up your heads. Look at that scripture. Lift up your heads. Hallelujah. O ye gates, glory to God. See, some of us are in turmoil, and we can't see God because we're not looking up. Hallelujah. He said, lift up. See, God sees us as a gate. Glory to God. He sees us as a... We said that's a granted, right? He sees us as a gate. He sees us as... Come on.
Yes.
He sees us as an opening to pour into.
Yes.
That's why he always say overflow. That's why he always say, I want to pour into you. I want to add to you.
Yes.
Glory to God. Because that's how he sees us, praise God.
Yes.
He wants to add and pour into and increase.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. Lift up your hands. Hallelujah. It said, and the King of glory shall come in. Hallelujah. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle, glory to God. Do you know who he is, glory to God?